She saves me a lot. She was driving down Highway 30. I got to tell you this. She was driving down Highway 30, about 65 miles an hour on her way to work one morning. And she looks over in the other lane, and there's this little baby kitty. Just this big, in the middle of the road it was. And this big semi was coming, about a half a mile away. And she says, oh, what am I going to do? She hits the brakes as hard as she can, throws open the door, scoops up that little bitty kitty, probably doing about 15 miles an hour, slams the door shut, just as that big old semi whooshes past. And now guess what? We got a doggone cat today.
No good deed goes unpunished.
It's the cutest little thing. It's a little cowgirl. What did
you name it?
That was the cat.
What did you name it?
Jasper. I named it Jasper. It's a Jasper. It'll be one end of the room, and then it'll be up your leg in the next 2 seconds later, biting your nose. It just loves to come up and just bite you on the nose and smile at you while it's doing it. And then it'll kind of slut you a little bit, too, in the process. She calls it Jasmine. It's the only animal we have that comes to two different names. She didn't like Jasper, and well, you know, anyway, so, you know, that's how she is. And she would have been here today if she had to work at Dove's and wait on the kitty, Jasper. Okay, so if you can see the vision of us working together, creating a new system, it's a new life system, based on these principles and these characteristics or traits, then we can really accomplish something good. If we base it on trust, service, freedom, vision, purpose, beauty, harmony, laughter, peace, order, communication, intimacy, exploration, travel. I think we should all travel the world many times. Take our message with us. Get a peace train going. That'd be fun, wouldn't it? Well, maybe not a train. How about a jet? It'd even be better. Healing artists. Never have to feel pain again. You got pain? Come over to Paradise Acre. We'll put you on the table and work it out of you. Keys to life extension. Belief. We build the belief that we have in ourselves, in our passions, what we're passionate about. Writing. However you want to contribute. We all have different ways of doing that. That's what makes this work. We're not all one person. You know, we're not all, and thank goodness we're not all me, because I'll tell you, I don't know if I could get along with too many more people like me, but yeah, I'm just teasing. But we all do bring different things to the table. Now, if we're going to build an ark, we can't weigh it down with a whole lot of baggage. And that's what a lot of people out there have. Well, thank goodness we've pretty much all got rid of ours, huh?
Yeah.
But, you know, because if you have baggage, you have to pay extra. Oh, yeah. It's like by the pound. By the pound or by the emotional drama that you bring to the table. Oh, your past. Oh, I had such a bad childhood. I was abandoned. My dad would throw me up in the air, wouldn't catch me. All kinds of stuff. Who cares? It all got us here. Everything that you've ever been or done has got you to this point, and this point is it. Here and now is it. You cannot show me anything other than here and now. I defy you. No, you can't. Here and now, this is it. The presence of the presence is present in the present, and that is present to those present. May I present God. That's it. So this is where God is. This is where the kingdom is. This is where we are. And we want to get rid of any excess baggage that we might have. And we're going to take a minute. Can we get some music going? A little bit of
rock and roll would be great. Yeah.
Back on.
Okay, yeah. Okay, everybody, come on. You got to get up and come on into the inner circle. Bring your balloons. That's your baggage. We're going to get rid of all of our baggage. What else you got?
I like journey.
Okay. All right. Now everybody get your balloon. I got to have one. I got one.
Does everybody have one?
Into these balloons. We're going to blow all the negatives, all of our stress, worry, guilt, lack, anything. We're going to blow anything in here that would keep us separate from each other. No, you don't have to take your clothes. Keep your clothes on. You're fine. Okay, so everybody just take a minute and just get connected with everybody else in the room. Just kind of feel the energy that we all have and share it. And blow all of your old ideas and beliefs into the balloon now. Okay, everybody's got one? All right, now tie it off. All right, now we all have to learn to share. So we're all going to share all of our stress, all of our worries, all of our old selves with the person next to us. So just take your stress and just pass it around. Just pass it around. See how light that is? Yeah. All right. Ow. I mean, these are pretty. Oh, these are pretty healthy balloons. All right. Now, you get enough of stress. Let's take our balloons, just all the stress, just let it all go, and just pop it. There you go. That's what we think of it. Oh, sorry, I should have gave you that one. Yeah, that was a good one. Man, one for you. There you go. All right. Does everybody feel a little bit lighter?
Don't you feel good?
I feel good.
All right. All right. So, in conclusion, in connecting, let's just dance and have fun and
try to get connected. That's what I say. I'm there with him.
There you go. Okay, turn it up, Joe. Come on in.
There you go. See, you don't need
to. We've got more music coming, don't worry. All right. A little bit louder, please. Yeah. All right, we're in heaven now.
Good party.
together, get acquainted. We're going to get creative here. Joseph, get in here. Come on.
Oh, we'll eat her now. Oh, we'll eat her now.
We'll eat her now. We'll eat her now. It's karaoke time. Let's show them how it's done. You go under.
and the pretzel cannot be broken.
That was good.
Yeah.
They put a hardest try in here on
everything. Oh, look at that. They're having some fun with that. Food fight. Like, you know, getting people out of their comfort zone. Was everybody here in their comfort zone? Keep the music going, Joel. Everybody here, that was comfortable for you, wasn't it? That was a lot of fun. We've all done this before. But you know, a lot of people out there haven't. When we had a group in California, we would go to this deli. What's the name of it? Chuck's Deli, whatever. And there'd be like 12 or 15 of us, and we'd sit at a table, and we'd just, you know, like we are now, everybody be cutting up, and people around us would look at us, and then sometimes they'd come over, and they'd say, you know, whatever you got going over here, we want some. I'd say, give them the bill. No, but they would come in and they would play. And we would very gracefully and easily move them out of their comfort zone, or uncomfort zone, into ours. And we show a genuine interest, and they would want to know more. And they would. That's how we expanded our little group, is by going to public places, having fun, and including. Because there are no strangers in paradise. They're just friends we haven't met, and people that we don't know at a deeper level.
So once you understand that, building this group of 40 and 144,000 is just not going to be that hard. That's what I broke. So in closing, we got just a few more minutes. JJ and I wrote some principles some time ago. I don't know if you have them here, you memorized them, you did tests on them. The 12 principles of synthesis. We had a group called Synthesis, but we had to change the name because not everybody could say it. So we just changed it to The Gathering. It works a lot better. I'm not going to read these or anything. But in the last few minutes, this is something I also did in California that I'd like to do here. We did a series of in-home let-go parties. They were a party with a purpose. And I'd facilitate them. People would come in, they'd pay X amount, maybe $10. Back there, we charged $35. Well, they didn't bat an eye, and they had a lot of fun. And they came in, and we had them blow up balloons. We used fly swatters to bat them around, and then did a little presentation. And then I got everybody in groups of three. And we'd dance. I had a dancing girl that would come in and she'd dance. And but it was more holistic. There's a lot of fun back then. That was in the 90s. But we'd get acquainted. We'd get people in groups of three. So we have just a few minutes. And I don't know if you guys have done this, but what we'll do in the remainder of 5 minutes is just get together. Let's get together and get up out of your chairs again one more time. And connect with two people that you don't know very well. Two people that you don't know very well, or maybe even someone that you have a little resistance to. I find it hard to believe, but it could be possible. And just hang out. And that's how we're going to end the next 5 minutes. Just get acquainted and talk about whatever you would like to talk about. Yourself, just get acquainted. You two have to split up. Can't be together.
Okay,
so if we could just do that, then we'll close this segment and show up to dinner.